Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the NFV World Congress event in San Jose, and I am delighted to be joined by Bill Hackenberger, Vice President of Data Security at HITRUST. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Happy to be here.
So Intel and HITRUST have had a collaboration for a number of years, Bill, but we've never had you on the program. So why don't we just start with talking a little bit about HITRUST's role in the industry and a little bit of history on the company.
Sure. So HITRUST was actually founded, believe it or not, back in 2007. In fact, when VMware went public. And the founder, Eric Chu, really founded the company based on recognizing that even in those early days that he thought virtualization was going to be essentially become the new OS. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that from a security perspective, there's a lot of issues that it creates. So way back then, the company was actually founded on this notion of saying, how do we make it easier to adopt virtualization and do it in a way that's secure and in a way that is non-disruptive to the kinds of activities that you really need to do in the network? In the meantime, I've been in the security space for many years, and previously I was the CEO of a company called HiCloud, mm-hmm. where we built encryption and key management for virtualized and cloud environments. Again, same idea, basically saying, with the advent of virtualization and cloud, how do you make this easier, more consumable, you know, less mm-hmm. disruptive? And in 2013, HiCloud was bought by HITRUST.
That works out from a naming perspective.
It did. HITRUST is HY and HiCloud is HIGH.
Okay. But
we're only about a half mile from each other. So
that's good.
It was very easy that way. And what ended up happening was is that we've merged the two technologies. So the governance side of the virtual infrastructure with the data security side of encryption and key management. And more recently, we've done a lot of work with Intel. So HITRUST is also part owned by Cisco, VMware and Intel, and we do a lot of work with Intel, including a lot of activation and use of a lot of the security and performance acceleration technologies that are built into the Xeon chipset.
When you look at the changes in terms of approach of trust and encryption and security management in a cloud architecture, what are the things that really come to mind in terms of the changes that IT operators need to think about in terms of managing security?
There's a couple. So on the security side, the old environment where you really had groups, administrators, administrative activity was pretty stovepiped, partially because of the physical boundaries that were established because you had storage over here and networking over there and so on. With virtualization and certainly with cloud, then when all of those things broke down, then administrative privilege really started to take on this much bigger, more impactful role with respect to security. So if you're a vadmin, you have godlike privileges. You can really impact the environment in ways that you don't even anticipate. A lot of breaches are not the result of malfeasance. They're just because somebody's doing their job, they made a change, they didn't realize the impact it had with respect to their network or respect to their storage in a virtualized setting in particular, and then that becomes a vulnerability. So I see two things. One is that the scope and nature of the administrative roles has changed dramatically, and also that the virtual environment is so much more dynamic and things are changing and agile that what might have been okay on Tuesday becomes a problem on Wednesday and you didn't even realize that happened. So one of the areas that we certainly focus in is saying, how do we provide secure governance over the administration of a virtual infrastructure and do that in a way that you can establish security policy, but still allow your vadmins to do their job and go about their business, interact with their tools and everything in the way they normally do, but we're sort of sitting there in the background making sure that they stay within their swim lanes, and if mm-hmm. they deviate from that, we can sort of catch that or create audit logs and so on. So that's one piece. The other piece is that data in a virtualized and cloud environment is ubiquitous. So in an old setting, you had a server, the server was backed up, it was kind of a rigid environment. Now you have a virtual machine, it's cloned, it's duplicated, there's DR images, there's backup images, they go to the cloud, you're crossing between on-prem private cloud and off-prem public cloud and so on. So where your data used to be sort of one entity, now there's many copies of it spread out all over the place.
Sure.
So how do you secure that and remain in control without, again, being disruptive. So that's where encryption, and in particular, key management that's designed to work for the dynamism of the cloud environment, can apply. I think both of those areas are things that organizations are still just now getting their hands around.
Now, I know that you guys have talked a lot about collaborations with Intel around our trusted execution technology, providing a hardware root of trust. Tell me how that intersects the scope that you just described.
So TXT trusted execution technology is built into the chipset with the ability to do two things. One is it will attest that the host is trusted. And the way it does that is that when power comes to the chip, the first thing it does is it says, is the hardware okay? If that's okay. Is the firmware, is the BIOS okay? If that's okay. It looks up and says, is the hypervisor okay? Mm-hmm. And it's doing that by taking certain kinds of cryptographic measurements. Think of it as kind of like whitelisting to make a determination. Is the base of this system acceptable, known, and trusted? So that's the first thing it does. Second thing it does is it works in conjunction with a product we call Cloud Control. Cloud Control acts as an attestation server. So it's talking to TXT and saying, are you known and trusted? And if you're known and trusted, then I want to have the ability to place tags inside the TPM. So the TPM is called the Trusted Platform Module. Think of it as a chip that's a little bit of tamper-proof memory that's soldered into the motherboard, basically. Mm-hmm. And what that lets us do is to be able to put values in that TPM and to have TXT make sure that they are, in fact, the values we put in there, they can't be tampered with, etc. And what those values let us do is do things like tag host for geolocation. Mm-hmm. So we can attest that that system is in Germany.
Right.
And so when you couple that with our encryption product, Data Control, you get to do what we would call data geofencing. And the idea there is that I encrypt a virtual machine in its workload, and we do that in a very automated, you know, non-disruptive way. And I want to, say, run that workload, but it has German citizens' data, let's say. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that that workload, number one, is if an administrator maybe accidentally comes along and tried to do something like a vMotion and move that workload off that host to some other host that wasn't in Germany, Cloud Control would preclude that, would
right.
say, we're not going to let you do that. Now, the other scenario is if somebody came along and maybe they grabbed an image of that virtual machine out of storage and they tried to walk it out of Germany and plug it in somewhere, gain access to it, what data geofencing does, it says, I won't decrypt that workload and its data unless I'm on an attested host in Germany. That allows you to be able to protect your data at rest and your virtual machines in the face of things like GDPR, where you have these geolocation boundaries. Other examples could be security zones. Mm-hmm. I could say that's my data center 3, rack number 5. That's where I have my high security applications. I want them to be held within that boundary. Or another case might be, say, PCI regulation. I want those hosts to be my PCI compliant hosts. And if somebody were to attempt to move a PCI compliant workload outside of that boundary, we wouldn't let it decrypt outside the boundary. So we call that overall solution boundary controls.
Now, you talk about in flight and at rest in terms of providing additional security capability. Where are we in terms of protection of workloads and data in flight, and how does that intersect with network capabilities?
There's a variety of places where things can be in flight. One of those places is, are they in flight as part of a storage protocol? And so one approach to that is when we're encrypting above the hypervisor, then everything that transits through the hypervisor or to the storage layer is encrypted as it transits for backups and so on. So that's one way that you can do protection. The other way is obviously the advent of software-defined networking. And in particular, again, because we're part-owned by VMware, we worked with VMware to create secure governance for NSX. So in that case, we're providing the ability to NSX does its job, of course, which includes things like microsegmentation and all of that. But similarly, the people that manage an NSX environment, those administrators, can easily maybe accidentally get themselves in trouble or cross a lot of lines with respect to security. So in HITRUST Cloud Control, what we're able to do is provide secure governance over all the actions of the administrator. So that's one thing. The other is to make sure that, in fact, we're acting according to security policy as administrators of NSX. And then the other is that we want to be able to harden that environment. This is true for good security practice as well as regulation. For instance, every PCI DSS, the payment card industry regulation, specifically stipulates that if you have any host that is providing the virtual infrastructure, so let's say ESX or something like that, for workloads that hold PCI data, then those hosts and all their software, including NSX in this case, are all in scope for PCI.
Interesting.
And so that means that all the regulations, all the hardening and other tasks that you normally need to do for PCI apply to NSX. Well, how do you do that? And how do you do that in a way that it's not going to get in the way of the NSX administrator right. and the actions they need to do? So we will also go in and auto-harden the environment. And then if maybe somebody makes a change and it starts to drift out of compliance, we can actually push it back into compliance. And so that is providing a security layer below the application layer for an NFE environment.
Now, Bill, we both participated, HITRUST and Intel, in a very exciting collaboration with IBM Cloud recently in delivery of the IBM Cloud Secure Virtualization Service. Can you talk a little bit about that and why that was such an important announcement in terms of a differentiated cloud service capability?
Sure. I think that one of the things that IBM did, I think, very wisely, and it was back when it was called SoftLayer at the time, now IBM Cloud, was that early on they invested in their entire cloud infrastructure in servers that included TXT. What that means is that in the case of IBM Secure Virtualization, unlike any other cloud, a customer can go to IBM Cloud and essentially order a configuration of the IBM Cloud Secure Virtualization, and it will, through a bunch of automation that we've worked with IBM and Intel on, be able to spin up the physical host, so IBM provides the physical infrastructure, then be able to lay down all the virtualization infrastructure, which in that particular case includes vSphere, NSX, and vSAN, and then lay down the HITRUST products to provide governance and configure a security policy over that so we can encrypt the data, provide controls over administrative actions, et cetera, audit, all of that. And underlying that is Intel TXT. And so just like I was describing in boundary controls, now you have a lockdown, secure, dedicated environment that you, the customer, get to control, even though it's running in the IBM cloud. But because we have boundary controls and because we're using all those controls there, it's a hardened, secured environment for your high security, compliant environments. So that's a new offering that IBM recently announced at Interconnect, and I think it's gotten a lot of people's attention.
Oh yeah, I think that a lot of enterprises are interested in that when they're looking at a multi-cloud strategy. Bill, it's been a pleasure talking to you. HITRUST is incredibly impressive in terms of the unique capabilities it's delivering to data center environments. If folks want to find out more about HITRUST and the solutions you're offering, where would you send them for more information?
I would just go to HITRUST. Importantly, that's HYTRUST.com.
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
All right. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.